Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama.
And you are live with
Dick Hugger
and Butter Pecan at Booger Studios with Smooth Drama.
With Smooth Drama or
on Smooth Drama. I don't know where the hell I am anymore.
You had a great weekend, huh?
I had an absolutely fabulous weekend, still recuperating. Surprised I even made it home. I was so, ooh, goodness. Don't ever get on an airplane drunk. Because as you're coming in for a landing, everything in my stomach wanted to just come up for a landing. So, you know, you're grabbing for that barf bag.
Yeah, you most people eat before they get there. For that precise reason.
I ate. I had a couple bites of spaghetti.
And a Jolly Rancher?
No Jolly Ranchers. No
okay.
Jolly Ranchers. But I had Long Island iced tea, some shot of something that somebody handed me, about 5 rum and cokes, and just a jolly good time.
I'm glad you had a great time.
Had a really good time. I want to give out give a shout out to my partner in crime.
Partner in crime? Yeah.
Partner in crime. My vanilla wafer. Tammy?
Your vanilla wafer.
My vanilla wafer. Tammy, my partner in crime, she took care of me. She stopped drinking so that, you know, I get on the right plane and don't end up in Shinbuku.
Designated butter.
She was designated something because there were a bunch of us in the cab that weren't sober enough to figure out where the hell we were going. You know, it's pretty bad when one of the passengers can't even pass in their own seatbelt. Wasn't me.
Yeah.
I don't even think I had my seatbelt on, but those cab drivers in Memphis drive like the cab drivers in TJ.
I wouldn't know nothing about that.
Never in a cab in TJ?
Hell no.
You should try it.
From Revolution
walking
to the border.
Oh,
yeah.
Hell no.
Yeah.
I would never make it.
Okay.
Shit. We took a cab for a block and a half from the convention center. It was $3.
It's all about the bridge.
$3. Bridge.
Yeah, the bridge you walk over from the border, man.
There's a bridge?
Yeah. Anyway.
Cab drivers.
Yeah, not that I'm going to TJ anytime soon. We've been over that over and over again.
Why not?
That whole playing soccer with heads in the street and all that. I'm going to pass on that.
Playing soccer with heads in the street?
Yeah, it's Bucktown number one down there in Mexico right now. Especially down there in TJ.
I ain't know about that.
Yeah, you do. All right, well, you're more than welcome to go down to Mexico and check it out.
That's right, but Memphis is not for me.
Memphis was enough for you?
Memphis was enough for me.
All
not
right.
Going back there anytime soon.
Well, tonight, of course, we have a special show. We got a hip-hop artist, Concise.
Can you please explain to me the difference between hip-hop and rap?
Hip-hop is where they don't keep repeating the same word over and over again.
What word would that be?
It depends, because, you know, it's like, what's the hit record that's out now? Blame It on the Alcohol, and those lyrics, it took him about 2 minutes to write that song.
Now, is that what, hip-hop or is that rap?
That would be rap.
That's rap?
That's rap.
No.
Yeah. Or so. You think that he's spitting lyrics on there?
I don't know what the hell he's just doing on that.
Right.
My cat gone crazy over there.
Right. But that's the difference between hip-hop and rap. Hip-hop, they rhyme words, and it's not the same word over and over again.
So name a song that's out that's hip-hop.
A song that's out that's hip-hop?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't really listen to the radio. And songs that I would say that's out, coming out this year, I don't think I got any songs that anybody would recognize, but I mean, there's a Immortal Techniques song that I like off his Third World album.
Mm-hmm.
The singer? The hell you think this is? If I was a singer, I wouldn't be doing this shit. Now, I'd be on American Idol.
Maybe I could recognize it. I didn't say that you were going to be a good singer. I just asked you to sing it.
I made a mistake.
I mean, okay, how does it go?
I made a mistake.
What?
And then he spit lyrics.
What song?
What the hell do you think this is?
It's a talk show.
Go ahead. Somebody
out there calling and spit some lyrics.
No,
Immortal Techniques.
That's what
I'm trying to figure out. What precise?
Concise. That's what concise is for. To come on and spit lyrics.
Concise.
Yes.
But you have the song, right?
Yes, we have the song, Concise, featuring Planet Asia.
Who?
Planet Asia.
Is that a hip-hop artist?
He's a hip-hop artist.
So they both sing hip-hop?
Yes, they both do hip-hop. They don't sing.
They don't sing?
No, they're not singing.
What? It's confusing.
Don't worry about it. It's going to be okay.
Are they artists?
Yes, they're artists.
Still trying to get that shit out of me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still recuperating.
Okay.
I'm tired.
There it is right there in a nutshell. Hip-hop.
Recuperating. What?
Hip-hop rap. Rap is I'm in love with a stripper.
You are?
That's rap. Right.
Who sings that song?
I don't know. Shit.
How do you know it?
Because people were singing it. I would have never known there was a song I'm in love with. Just kids and people in general.
Okay.
Yeah. You hear people saying it's like that's a real song.
Okay, so where can I hear Immortal Techniques?
You've got a MySpace.
MySpace.
Yeah.
The only place I can hear him?
Yeah, I got his CD in the car.
Okay. Well, how did you hear about him?
A homie told me, because you know I only like
homie.
The hardcore.
What is the definition of a homie?
Just somebody that
I don't think we ever covered
to.
That.
You used to be my homie back in the day.
I was your road dog. That's
who I was. Oh, that too.
A homie.
Anyway.
Anyway.
My homie.
Your homie.
Told me about him. He said this dude is a spitter. You need to hear him.
No.
We don't want to go there. We're not even doing that. Because you're trying to go there. I was going to say, though. Real quick. We're going to get off of this.
Is he going to call in?
Yes, he's going to call in.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay, what time?
He's going to call in about 9:15.
9:15?
Yes,
9:15. Yeah,
anyway, look who you're talking.
I know.
Yeah.
I was trying to guess it after.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if a lot of people spend time on the news,
but
we have something in common with Iran.
What's that?
They know how to steal elections over in Iran, too.
Steal election.
Yeah. Supposedly they had a free election. But
who won?
The Ayatollah Ali Khamenei.
You sure you're saying that right?
Probably not.
Say it again.
Ayatollah Ali Khamenei.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, the main challenger was Mahmoud Ahmadinejad.
You know, when these people are born,
anyway, what ended up happening
with
the two candidates, the pro-reform candidate and the people, were saying that the election was rigged. It wasn't right. Votes weren't counted. All this other stuff. And so it's like a little mini. Actually, I do have something about Florida, but we being international right now. I just want to bond with the people in Iran. We know how it feels to have an election stolen from us. So you out there in the streets, you know, power to the people. The wrong guy's going to win anyway. You know that.
Yeah, you have something in common with them.
Right.
Okay.
You do too.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, speaking of Florida.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Soapbox.
No soapbox. Why it's got to be about soapbox?
Because every time you get on Florida, it's about a soapbox.
No, it's not about soapbox.
What is it about?
Remember,
what's it about?
Remember when I talked about the cats? The cats that were getting killed?
That were being gutted?
Yeah.
No, Mario said that you were making that shit up.
Yeah, he said I was making that shit up.
By the way, I met them. Him.
Okay.
Mario.
Mario.
Hey, shout out to Mario Portico.
Did he have a shirt on?
No, he didn't.
Okay.
No.
Big shout out to Mario.
Mm-hmm. No.
Glad
didn't.
You had your shirt on, homie. We didn't want you to like.
He's a young cat.
Yeah, remember he was talking. Yeah.
He's young.
I'm 21. I mean,
22. Oh, that's right. Was that him or was that Miles?
That was him. I don't know. Mario Miles. Anyway, we down with y'all. Plush Entertainment.
Plush Entertainment.
Do your thing.
Do your thing.
But there was a teenager that was recently arrested and who was accused of torturing, mutilating, and killing almost 20 cats in the South Miami-Dade County area in less than 2 months.
He has issues.
Yeah. 4 of the cats was killed by his mama house. The rest of them was killed by his daddy house.
Okay. And?
You know, he wasn't discriminating.
He was switching out.
Yeah, he was switching.
Oh, my God. Why did he say why he was doing that?
Well, of course.
How old was the kid?
18.
Well, he wasn't a kid.
Technically.
An adult.
Yeah, he was one of 1,449 members of the Facebook page that says Catch the Cat Killer. Which is funny. So I guess he was just watching to see if they had a chance to catch his
guy. But he was part of the...
Yeah, he was part of the...
And he wanted the cat killer caught. He said that 3 times.
Right. You say that 3 times really fast. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, he...
In jail, what?
Yeah, they caught him. He's caught up in a $154,000 bond. And, of course, there was the people who always say, oh, he was a nice guy. He seemed normal. He seemed regular. You know, they always
say that. They always say that. Oh, he never would have thought. My neighbor. Yeah, okay.
He'd be out there strangling your cat.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he just seemed like a nice kid.
But the brothers down in Plush Entertainment, yeah, y'all had a serial killer down in Florida.
Well, you know, Pensacola is a little different than Miami-Dade.
I guess he just, yeah.
You know, I have to give Mario credit. He is not shy.
Yeah, I kind of figured that.
No, even in person, he was up right in the thick of things asking.
In the thick?
In the thick of things, asking a bunch of questions to people, that he was doing his thing. I had to give him credit.
Okay.
Yeah, we were all doing our thing.
Yeah, I'm sure y'all were.
We were all doing our thing.
Yeah. I do have to get on my soapbox.
Oh, no. Florida?
No, it's actually not Florida. It's about a damn football player, Dante Stallworth.
What do you do now?
He's the guy that hit a 59-year-old Alberto Reyes and killed him.
Yeah. With the car?
With his car, drunk driving.
Well, where?
Gosh, I believe he's in the Baltimore area.
When did this happen?
This happened a couple months ago.
And you're just now bringing it?
No, I brought it up when it first happened.
Was I around?
Yeah, you were there, but you got the memory of the damn shrew. So,
speaking of shrew, oh, no, did you say shrew or shroom?
Shrew.
We can talk about that, Casey.
First, I got to get off my soapbox. This dude, guess how much time he gets?
None.
30 days.
And
killing the man.
Did he already have time
to? He paid money to the family because they wanted
him
to go away. About $1 million or $2 million.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's it?
Allegedly. That's
what
the price.
You put a quarter on the bottle.
Right. And
allegedly.
I'm flabbergasted.
I'm flabbergasted.
He
too.
Killed a guy.
59 years old?
A man is dead from him drunk driving. Michael Vick. I'm saying.
How much did he get for that dog thing?
Michael Vick got like a year and a half, and he couldn't even play ball.
I can't describe my head.
Okay. You know, most folks don't know what the hell you talking about. You jumping up like you about to throw up or something.
Oh, God, the crap. Like, grab my hat. Okay.
No, I'm just saying, I'm thinking that, you know, I sympathize with the people who was down for the dogs, whatnot, you know.
How much time did Mike Tyson get for?
Mike Tyson got like 4 years for that alleged rape. I say alleged because I don't believe that shit. I'm on record. I don't believe that Mike Tyson raped that girl.
What girl?
The Indiana girl at the beauty pageant.
Oh, was that her?
Yeah, that was her.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the family wanted her to go away.
Yeah, I'm just saying, Dante Stallworth,
you suck.
You suck.
Peter James.
You killed somebody.
You suck.
Yeah, Peter James always gonna suck.
Mm-hmm.
Dante Stallworth. Yeah, I'm waiting on my goddamn. You know what?
Uh-oh.
I get another email promising me some goddamn money and don't nothing show up. I'm going to whoop somebody's ass. I'm going to trace this shit. I'm coming for your punk ass.
He's going to trace
Jamaica,
that shit.
Nigeria.
Oh, I get a bunch of Nigeria.
We coming to whoop your ass.
You know, I posted my BlackBerry on Craigslist, right, to sell it. And I get this email and it says, I'm interested in buying your BlackBerry, blah, 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 blah. I said, okay. And I said, well, due to time constraints and my schedule, I can't meet you in person. So what I'd like to do is pay you via PayPal and you ship the phone to my son who's attending school. And I'm like, okay. Now, 2 seconds later, I get the same darn story from somebody else. And then they said, okay, the money's been sent via PayPal, and I get this phony little PayPal thing that says, oh, the authorization code, we need you to provide us with the shipping information first before we release the funds. Oh, hell no. Like, so I sent an email back. I said, oh, no, I prefer if we did the transaction in person so I can hand you the phone. You hand me the cash, and you ship it your damn self.
I'm like, you like want to not be meeting these folks off Craigslist.
You want to take my whole entourage.
Yeah, I'm saying.
My whole entourage.
My whole entourage?
My whole entourage.
All the gangsters in the back?
Uh-huh, that's right. All the gangsters in the back.
Y'all want y'all to know. Y'all
Butter got dang gangsters.
Butter got gangsters.
Butter got a whole entourage.
Butter is thugging.
And I got more in my entourage after this weekend.
Okay.
So, I'm thinking, two different people with the same story. Are they both going to the same school? You know?
The same school?
You know, I'm buying it for my son-in-law. Well, first it was, I'm buying it for my son-in-law who's going to school out of state. And then they sent, you know, the email, okay, the payment's been sent via PayPal. Please send the phone to her. Okay, hold on. Your son is a girl? Get your damn story straight.
No.
Do I look like Booba the Fool? Do I look like Booba the Fool?
Son had a sex change.
Stupid.
Oh,
no.
Yeah.
Oh, my from both people. I said, oh, no, I prefer to meet you in person so I can get the cash from you, and then you can ship it yourself.
All right.
I was all excited thinking I sold my BlackBerry. Get my hopes up and just come crashing down.
Well,
so disappointed.
For people out there, if you've had any kind of experiences like that and you would like to share, please break us off the call. Yeah. 646-929-2037.
Or you can send an email. where's that
Blue
email? Yeah.
Drama at
drama.com. Man.
Or if you want to keep up with us, keep up to date on your mobile devices.
Oh, yeah. You can text the word smooth. I'll get this one right. Smooth drama. To
41411.
Woo! Uh-huh.
That's all right. I got that one right. That's beautiful. Yeah. I got a little twinge in my heart.
In your heart?
Yeah.
Mm.
I can get a
twinge
in my heart.
No problem.
I'm
trying to catch up. I'm still running on Memphis time.
You still running on Memphis
time? I'm still in Memphis.
Okay.
Yeah.
It don't look like you're in Memphis. It looks like you're right here.
I feel like I'm in Memphis. I didn't get very much sleep.
Well, with that, we should take a station identification break.
Or isn't that...
Yeah.
What the hell is his name?
Concise.
Man. Calling in?
Yes, Concise should call
Concise, calling in. Waiting on you.
And matter of fact, let's just go to Concise's song here.
Oh, yes, please.
Featuring Planet Asia.
Hit it.
Called Hollywood Up In It.
Hollywood Up In It. And it's hip hop. Right.
With the mind of a revolutionary and the heart of a thug, nigga, with money like a drug dealer, nobody's realer. Medallion is my focus is real. Write 100,000 bars, this is smoking to kill. This is GCM, guns click, black bandanas low, four finger ring of gold chain music. Durag knotted, 360 waves on the tall can, two can Sam, wrist the fat wallet, Christopher Wallace, Tupacalypse type knowledge, Black Panthers at your all white college, ice brown a human size statue, for someone of my stature, gotta always have a ghetto manufactured, crackers, taking classes to my ghetto theatrics that I mastered, my craft fastiness, speaking on the god is blasphemous, I never blast for the myth. Just like I'm never gassed over bitches. It was never good for business. The hood was good before they put the Hollywood up in it. Some of y'all just need to clean up your act. Do the knowledge before you grab a mic and learn how to rap.
That's
it was never good for business. The hood was good before they put the Hollywood up in it. Some of y'all just need to clean up your act.
I blow kush with gold chain monarchs. Has my 12s, 33 and a third and a 24 karat tonar. With no promotion in magazine ads. Manages publicist BMI, ass cab. Blow fish grease out the fires of faucets. In a piranha aquarium, spirited by a holocaust. Tricking 50 minutes of fame like David Blaine. And a dookie rope and ice cream that's lemon meringue. Indy 500 pace, chainsaw to the face. Money going soft with a tear DiBiase pay. Quick to put a K in the verse, clicking this first, first cat talking that cat trash. I'm into your purse. Street knowledge, speech, collision, IQ of a genius. Hang on you like a jersey, a Gilbert Arenas. From a boombox block in the house of cassette. Watching Genoa City and out of reverse through double deck. Because
it was never good for business. The hood was good before they put the Hollywood up in it. Some of y'all just need to clean up your act. Do the knowledge before you grab the mic and learn how to rap.
That's
it was never good for business. The hood was good before they put the Hollywood up in it. Some of y'all just need to clean up your act. Do the knowledge before you grab the mic and learn how to rap.
That's
crack. Break rules, break fools, drop jewels. This shattered life, calico collapse, Cassidy, sex, pistol, purple, satin, a blade, running raps, okay, dudes.
break rules, break fools, drop jewels. The shattered life, calico collapse, Cassidy, sex pistol, purple sack, and a blade running rapidly.
Okay. That was hip hop.
That was hip hop.
What was that song?
Hollywood Up In It.
I didn't hear that song.
Right.
Did you hear that in me?
Yeah.
What part? And where was it in the song?
Pretty much the whole song.
Oh, was that like the hook?
Pretty much, yeah.
Oh, I didn't hear. I wasn't listening.
Right.
Okay, that's all right. All right.
Back to smooth drama. See, that's the difference. That's why I'm smooth.
I'll bring the drama.
Right. Whatever that
right.
is.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah,
I'm smooth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we talked about you and Memphis.
Okay. You can talk about me.
We talked about Dick.
Oh, God.
Yes, my co-host, Dick Cugger, and they went, what? You heard me right. You were a whole topic of discussion over dinner.
Okay.
So, yeah, we want to put Dick in the White House because we think Dick can solve all your problems.
Dick can solve all your problems.
Speaking of Dick, that picture that you, is this a new shroom from where?
Well, it's a mushroom.
It's a mushroom.
Right. And it's
that's a funky looking mushroom, if you ask me.
Yeah, it's called Druisi.
Druisi.
It's called Phallus Druisi.
Where is it from?
It was found off of West Africa.
Oh, it's an African mushroom.
It's called Phallus Druisi, and it's only 2 inches long.
No, that looks more than 2 inches. Or what did they do?
They just took a picture of it.
That looks more than 2 inches.
Well, for those who are interested, you can break out your Google image. Phallus, spelled Phallus, Druisi, spelled Drewesii, is a new type of mushroom that grows out and looks very much like a penis.
But it's drooping the wrong way.
What?
Unless you have the picture upside down.
No, it's drooping the right way.
That's a hairy looking thing.
That's why you say it looks like a penis.
I don't know any penises that look that hairy. On the tip? No.
It's a mushroom, man.
And then,
it's not supposed to totally look like a damn penis. It bears a resemblance.
Well, yeah, I had to take 2-3 looks at it, but it looks like it's upside down. Can you flip the picture around?
And I'm not. That's the picture. I'm not flipping nothing. What's wrong with you?
Okay.
Yeah, it's a mushroom that breaks out and it has a stem, like the stem of, what's the word we should use?
I don't know. What do you want to use?
Dick! It's like the stem of a dick, only it's white.
Can you cook that? It's a white dick.
Right.
From Africa.
Yeah.
Can you cook it?
From West Africa.
West Africa.
Yeah, not South Africa.
No.
So,
you went and got, no, wait, let me understand this correctly.
I understand it.
When you were reporting about the Bull Balls
Festival,
you went out and got a recipe.
No,
for
I didn't go out and
well,
get
there
a recipe.
You, there was a recipe for that, and are you saying that we can cook this?
No, this is this
oh,
hasn't
poisonous?
Been, it was just found. This is a new species of mushroom that was just
I wonder
discovered.
What it's a hybrid of. I mean, how did they... White?
Yeah. I don't want to see that in the store. Ever.
Different than seeing a cucumber.
And
you know, what do they think when they found zucchini
cucumbers?
I wonder if they think, you know, okay, we need to found this new species of this vegetable. And what people thought when they first, I mean, don't, you know, when it first came out, wouldn't you think, okay, we found this new thing? Look, what does it look like to you? A green dick? But.
Yeah, but this mushroom has balls, though.
Well, let me see.
Oh, my God. What's wrong with you?
I don't see no balls.
Oh, okay. See.
Oh, is that?
That's the base of the
okay.
mushroom.
Okay, I see the base.
Okay, the base has a ball-like look and texture, which is why you have this shaft, for lack of a better word. And
there is no lack of a better word. I see the tip. I don't see balls.
What do you think that is?
The base of the dick.
Right.
I'm
okay.
not sure.
Okay. All right. For those who are curious after what the hell we're talking about, we are talking about famous Druisi.
A new mushroom
from all the
West
coast
Africa.
Of West Africa.
It's awfully white.
Dang.
It almost looks like a tree stump. And you know what I'm saying? That's 2 inches long. They had to, like, zoom up really close on that.
Okay. They wanted to make a good picture.
Well, you know, if you zoom up on anything, I guess you could make it a good picture.
That's all I can say.
But since you're in racial rehab, I'm not even going to bring up the fact that, you know, it's white and 2 inches. But
I wouldn't go touch that. It was found in West Africa.
Right.
You know, so you can.
Okay.
But there's nothing good I can say from that. So I'm going to move on to animal cruelty.
I thought we were past the animal cruelty thing.
Well, Maryland, the state of Maryland, I guess they have a problem with swans. I guess Secretary John Griffin, he accepted a report and he wants to start like a task force on swans. And they're going to continue.
Are they attacking people?
No.
They like those turkeys? Remember those turkeys that were attacking people?
Yeah, those turkeys is off the chain.
They were vicious.
Yeah.
What are these swans doing?
These swans are, it's like 500 of them that are living off of Chesapeake Bay.
500 of them?
Yeah, it's around 500.
Is it stink?
Well, you know, I don't know.
They
don't say nothing. They're animals, man. Animals stink.
No, animals stink.
Ones that you haven't washed?
Swans almost live in water.
Okay, if the water's stinky, they're going to stink. That don't make sense to you?
Did it say the water's stinky?
No. You asked about stinky water and stinky animals.
I asked if they what they were doing. If they stop.
No,
they're, and then you're telling
supposedly,
me if they
can live in stinky water. Can I say?
I was asking you about
you asked me a question, but you not letting me
finish.
Can I finish?
Go ahead.
Is that
all right? All right.
Okay. All right. Anyway.
Do they live in stinky water?
Yeah, they probably do.
Why? Are they being cruel to these swans?
No, supposedly these are mute swans, and I guess they're ugly.
Mute?
M-U-T-E.
Like they can't make noise? Swans.
Swans. They hiss, and they snort, and they grunt.
Well, that's not mute.
Okay, but they can't, like,
verbalize like the rest of the swans do. Whatever swan.
Don't let it speak out.
Swan-ish. Whatever the hell they
want to speak out.
Right. They want to holler about something.
And they say they're ugly?
Yeah.
I know swans can be ugly.
Well, but see, this is what they're doing. They're shooting the adults or snapping their necks, and they're coating the eggs with vegetable oil to suffocate the embryos.
If you coat them with vegetable oil, it does that?
I guess so. And I guess the biologists,
new every day.
Yeah, biologists say that the adult swans are eating up to like 8 pounds of the underwater grass, and it's eliminating critical vegetation.
Well, okay. My question, I'm kind of curious that they're saying there's about 500 swans there. At what point did they realize that this swan thing was out of control? And they started doing this, not 100, 200, but when it got up to 500, and what, was it just a few new swans? I don't understand how it got to this point.
Well, supposedly they're killing the mutants. Oh
no, hold on.
I believe we have our caller.
Well, put them on hold. That's the damn swan. I want to go ahead answer the call, but tell him we'll be right with him. I want to know about these swans.
Concise.
Yo.
Yeah, what's up, man?
Hold on one second. We're talking about swans. You can chime in anytime you want, because we're talking about these swans. So, now, not all these swans are mute.
No, they're not. They're only killing the mute ones, supposedly.
Now, prejudice. Isn't that prejudice?
Something like that.
Only killing off the mute ones?
If it was dogs, they'd probably go to jail.
What do you think about that? Hello?
Oh.
Are you listening to the story of the swan?
I can't because like it fades in and out. I don't even know what you're talking about. I couldn't even tell you right now.
We're talking about these swans that are causing problems in Maryland. And we're talking about animal cruelty. And they're killing off the mute swans versus the non-mute swans. Now, don't you think that's, what was the word I just used? Prejudice?
A little bit.
Ah, what do you think, right, dude?
I'm tired of talking about these goddamn swans.
You brought up the swans.
Anyway,
so.
Look, I'm just saying that if it was dogs, would it be a big deal?
It would still be a big deal.
No,
how do they determine which dogs they're going to kill off or be cruel to?
Well, now remember, Michael Vick went to jail for some shit.
That's Michael Vick. We ain't talking about Michael Vick. We're talking about animal cruelty.
Right.
That was still considered animal cruelty. That's why he went to jail. All
right.
Now we're talking about these swans.
What's going on, man? How you doing?
Man, I'm good. Yeah. I'm chilling. How about y'all?
Well, we got a little point of contention here, but we're going to get off these damn swans, and we're going to talk about some hip-hop here for a minute.
Okay.
Yeah, we just played your song. I'm digging your style.
Okay.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. What you got going?
Let me see. I just dropped a mixtape called The Checkup this past Friday with this dude named DJ Flash and Flair. Pretty hard mixtape. Basically, it's like me over a bunch of like down tempo and like electro stuff. That's not really my style, but you know, I just did it just to push the envelope. I got that going. In 2 weeks, I'm going out to Houston to go mess with King Midas and Scotty Spitten because I'm going to do an album with them. I don't know what I'm going to call it yet. Either I'm going to call it Shark Feeders or Houston Rockets. And after that, I got my album coming, Concise Cobain, which has evidence from Dilated Peoples, the Cali Agents,
right.
Planet Asia Rascal, Brand Nubian, DJ Revolution. I got Guilty Simpson from the D. I'm working on this right now. This is like my last thing I'm working on, though, is Bahamadia from Philly and Phil Agony from Strong Arm Steady. And we're all on one song. So that's like the last thing I'm working on for my album. And that's like in the works right now. So keep your fingers crossed.
All right. So what is your style, bro?
I'm just an underground dude. I won't kill you with a bunch of big words, but I won't bore you with your everyday, usually underground rappers, I'm broke and this and blah, blah, blah. But, you know, it's just, I'm just a realist.
I'm broke too, so I don't need to hear nobody tell me about
it. I don't need anybody rapping about it.
Yeah, it's like,
we all broke. We're waiting on our 50
minutes. You know what I'm
saying?
Something, because usually everybody, you can't even rap, you can't even rap about being rich no more, because motherfuckers will look at you like, whoa, we don't really want to hear that either. So you got to, stay in the middle. So you're doing all right, but you got to at least, conform to, what's going on on the day-to-day.
I get to buy a sandwich. So who's your musical influences, man?
Let me see, off early, I can't go in a chronological order, but I would say King T, a lot of West Coast, King T, CMW, MC8, Ice Cube, who else? Mainly a lot, huh?
No, I was going to say, I'm shocked. I hear you say King T. A lot of people don't say his name, even though he's the one who brought out Exhibit, Alcoholics, and most of that crew.
Oh, yeah, King T, from the jump. King T, when I was, 9 years old. My Payback to Mother, you can't get no better than that. That sounds like So New York over James Brown. What? And it's coming out of college. Get a bar if you want to. Who else do I like? I'm so all over the place. I listen to stuff early on, we used to listen to a lot of Berlin's because my cousins used to like all that new wave stuff, back then. They used to show me all kinds of weirdo stuff. Modern English, Mirror in the Bathroom. Just a lot of people. On the East Coast, your regulars, your De La Souls, your Tribe Called Quest. Who else? Bahamadia, Gangstar, Karis One, Big Daddy Kane, Biz Markie, Special Ed, Craig G, the whole Juice Crew.
Right.
It just goes on and on and on and on and on. So
you're not thugging?
Nah,
you're not
I'm good. Thugging? Nah, I can't thug you to death. There's too many of them thugging. And the dudes that's thugging is on the internet, so I'm good.
you're not gonna kill 400 people in your album?
Nah, we ain't killing 400 people on my album. We ain't waving air pistols or nothing on this either.
All right, so how you got any videos coming up or anything like that? I know you're working. You did mixtape. I know you got the single. I of course dug the single. You working on any videos? I'm plugging. I'm good to jump in the video.
Okay.
You'll be an extra.
Extra. Well, I got this one documentary coming out called 24, which is an album I did with Prince Paul and Zion Eye. We recorded it in 24 hours, and we shot it, and basically they're going to put a video out for it. I don't know when it's coming out, though, but it should be out soon, and it'll be a documentary. So this will be it'll be a long video, actually. It'll be a 30-minute video on, the whole day and the whole process of, recording, writing, and making all those beats in one day. But we did it, it's called 24, but we did it probably in, 21 hours.
Okay, well, I was saying this to HISD, Scotty Spitton and King Midas, and then we had them on. I was Ice-T did that, and I thought it was a dope-ass concept where you do an album and you make a video for every song, and I was that was the hottest shit going. I'm surprised nobody else has ever thought of doing anything like that.
I know. It's been a couple people. Like, I know Consequence, that's on Kanye's label with the Good Music. His last album, he did a video for every joint. My homeboy Evidence, the dude who's on my album from Dilated, he did like 4 or 5 videos for his latest EP called The Layover. And you get the you get all the videos when you buy the album. It's kind of, it's a cool concept. A lot of people see.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. So there's some, you know, people can get what you say, but then you can visualize it too, because it shows us where you coming from. And,
right.
You know, I just thought that that's something that more people should do.
I do too, but, you know, you can shoot like that. A lot of people just shoot a bunch of, like, viral stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, a little, like a lot of quick stuff here and there, and just throw it on, like, your YouTube or your Vimeo or your Vimby, and that's what everybody's doing right now. That's pretty much like the way to go, though, actually.
Right. Yeah, so, well, I was going to say, man, when you're not making music, what you doing?
When I'm not making music, I am working a 9-to-5. That's what I'm
Hey, I understand that. You got to eat. We all got to eat out here.
That's right. I work a swing shift, so I'm not working a technical 9-to-5. I'm working like a 5 to 1:30. But I'm in a good industry where, you know, we flourish because I work in pharmaceuticals, so everybody needs medicine. That's like the big topic right now. So.
You're a pharmaceutical agent?
Yeah.
Working at street corner.
No. working a building on a street corner. Working the Carter. Everybody's in here naked.
About pharmaceuticals, you know, I've been an advocate of legalizing weed and prostitution.
Okay. Oh, like over in Amsterdam.
Yeah, like, what? Because I'm taking the unofficial vote. I'm doing the survey, man. You yay or nay?
I'm yay because I've been over in Europe and it doesn't seem like it's a problem over there. Like, you know, you can walk down the street, go to a coffee shop, you know, with quotation marks, you know what the coffee shop is. You know, get you something real nice and do what you need to do. And then you can walk out, walk around the corner and go window shopping. And then you're into a whole other area and world. I have no problem with it. It seems like... Over in Europe, they don't have a problem with it either. I'm yay. Like, it's nothing.
Window shopping. Legal there. Are you all right?
Window, I don't understand.
Yeah, my co-host is a little slow here.
Window shopping, like window shopping to us. Window shopping to us is a red light district. That's window shopping.
You still got a loss, man. She, you know,
red light district, Amsterdam. And still no, red light district.
Oh, okay. So window shopping.
From the coffee shop to window shopping.
Okay. It's legal in Vegas, right? Nevada is legal prostitution.
Mm-hmm.
So you would window shop, not for purses. You window shop for, I think I saw a putty tat idea.
Why would you call that one?
Yeah, it's crazy. And the crazy thing is, like, they have them sectioned off. Like, you'll have, like, your Latinas or whatever you want to have in your Brazilian. And then they'll section it off where you have, like, your Asians. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's nuts. It's crazy. You know? Russians. Like, it's crazy. Sometimes it even looks like it goes by what they look like. Because once you start going in the pack, it starts... looking like a zoo, but hey.
Got it. Got you. Okay.
All right.
Damn. Oh, Wow.
It took you a long time to catch that,
man. What the fuck? You're talking about window shopping. What the fuck? But okay. Got it. Got it. I've never been to Amsterdam.
Yeah.
I've never
heard.
All right.
Man,
I learn something new every day, man. Every day.
All right. So where are you from, man?
San Diego, California.
Oh, give a shout out to San Diego.
Yeah.
Why?
Because
I'm from San Diego. Hell yeah.
Yeah, that's where the show's based, actually. When's the next time you coming out here, man?
I'm thinking, I'm not sure yet, but I know I'll be there in July. I'll be there in July, not on like no music or nothing. I think I'll be there in July. I just say that.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Well, maybe.
Right.
You might have to stop by
the
studio.
Booga Studio.
Booga Studio.
Yeah, that's no problem. No problem. I would love
you co host with us.
Okay.
There you go.
Oh.
How stupid we get.
All right.
What?
Anything goes here.
Okay.
Right. Well, she was talking shit about you.
Yeah, we're waiting on your bio. What happened to your bio, man?
Oh, well, it's in works. Like, I just joined. I just joined like this crew called Urban Umpires, and I did this long interview. And after the interview, they're supposed to write it. I don't know if they wrote it yet or what is what. I haven't even called to see about it, which I should have.
What does it have to do with you sending us your bio, though?
Well, because that's what the bio, that was basically my bio, the Urban Empires thing. But I don't know if the Urban Empires have put it up yet, so that's why you didn't get a bio.
Okay. So, where did you come up with your name, man?
Concise Kilgore. Concise, I like the word, like, I was just looking in the dictionary, and then I ran over the word, and I was like, oh, that is basically me, you know, like, straight to the point, not a lot of, you know, BS around whatever, it's just, like, straight to the point. And I was like, dude, that's me, because I don't do a lot of talking, like, anyways. Like, right now, you got to talk, it's a radio show, but, like, you know, person to person, da-da-da-da-da, going to do a lot of talking. And then Kilgore, it's the last name of a guy who invented the Air Force One shoe, you know, the Nike Air Force One, Kilgore. His name is Mike Kilgore, if I'm right. Don't quote me on that. But Kilgore, he invented the Nike Air Force One. And I was like, well, concise, and I was like, Kilgore, damn. I kind of got a ring to it. So I just stuck with it.
Okay. I personally hate Nikes because I have an anti-Jordan thing, but that's pretty much over now. So.
Okay.
What?
I hate the Bulls. I'm a Pacer fan. It's don't ever die.
Don't go there.
Anyway.
I'm a very big advocate of bands, though. I rock bands a lot, so.
You like bands?
I rock Vans and I rock Nikes.
Okay.
Vans?
Vans, yeah, Vans.
What, you got a problem with Vans?
No, I didn't hear that correctly.
Well, what you thought you said?
I don't know. I'm dancing. Yeah, I thought we were interviewing some guy named Precise, not Concise. I know. Just roll with it.
Yeah.
Roll with it. Still in Memphis.
All right. So if people wanted to catch up with you, how would they catch you?
They could get at me on you know, myspace.com/ConciseKilgore, or, you know, they can get at me on the Twitter, too. So twitter.com/, you know, ConciseKilgore. Those are, like, the easiest forms to get in contact with me.
Okay. Where can we find your album?
Where? You can find the first one, the very first one, Digitalis, was dropped in 06 on Pocket Planet. You can find that you can find that in stores, like at your Virgins and your warehouses and stuff like that. It sounds kind of weird, but yeah.
You said the what?
Your Virgin record stores. And I don't even know if they got the warehouse anymore. FYE probably, you know?
Yeah, FYE they definitely have.
So FYE, your Virgin Mega Stores, and then online.
What's the name of the album?
The first album is called Digitalis. My new one that's coming out in, I'll say, like third quarter, fourth quarter, is called it's called Concise Cobain. It's just called Cobain.
Okay. So you gonna come back and you gonna come back and perform?
Yeah. Of course. So
you gonna give us? You gonna shoot us a video?
Yep. I'll do whatever it takes. I'll get you guys whatever.
All right. Well, I'm going to hold you to that. And I'm going to see
okay.
you in San Diego
okay.
in
okay.
July.
Okay.
Yeah, in July. And if you ain't, you know,
yeah.
you don't want to do no smooth drama drive-by. Because you know, my girl Butter is straight thug.
I'm straight thug.
She's thugging to the grocery store. All the way.
What?
I need to go to the bathroom.
Okay.
You
all right?
Don't know how to go to the bathroom?
I think so.
Be not into that kinky sex where you pee
no.
on each other. Obviously.
There's no bleeper button here, so.
Oh, that's okay.
You're doing the interview in a bathroom?
No. I had a badge. That's a long story. It's too weird to say.
Oh, man. You know what?
We don't want to know.
Just do this. Can you drop some lyrics on it?
What's that?
Can you spit for the people?
Oh, you want some right now? Let me see.
I want some right now.
Okay. Depeche Mode with a touch of synth rock. Smidgen of religion, precision pinch, a hot shot. Son of a Glock, Cali agent juggernaut. Whipping your sweet dreams in red dye like Annie Lennox. Cold status radical, theatrical. Linda Crooks and Castle straight jacket doing a life sabbatical. Repugnant fuck, kill war, got a couple screws loose. I live for misery and the smell of couscous. And also these nobodies who yap like they famous, but more of a mystery than the big and pop murder cases. I murder phrases with a Shawshank Sharpie tip. So high risk, I'm running Nicole Simpson, you and your... Did I say that? Brisk a race on play that. Well, hotbox and detox it. And just dray that. All the noise pretty boy Floyd made at. Men trying to make that. Got your little red Corvette hissing like an ADAT. That's it.
All right. Wow. I like to hear.
Okay.
All right. No, on that note, we're going to get out of here. We're going to thank you for coming
okay,
on
thank
to the
you.
Show.
Yeah, thank
I want
you.
To know you're welcome. Anytime you want to call in, you want to holler about anything, you want to tell us what's going on with you, give
okay.
a shout out. Hit us up on the site, Smooth Drama at smoothdrama.com. You got an open invitation.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Well, we'll see you in San Diego in a few.
All right.
Yeah, you'll see me in a couple weeks.
I'll be looking for you, man.
All right.
All right. On that note, thanks for tuning in. We'll see you on Thursday night at 9:00. Send in your topics and we'll try and get them. This is Butter Pecan and
I believe I'm Dick Hugger.
I think so.
I think I am.
So we will see you on Thursday night. Thanks for tuning in. Peace.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast. Smooth.
She is the lady with her hands.
Where the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you guys.
Ooh. Drama.